Hi, everybody. This is Zuriel from Lighthouse. Joining me today is
Destiny,
Kurt, Natty,
Tristan.
And today we're going to be talking about our views on Betsy DeVos.
Betsy DeVos.
DeVos is a member of the Republican Party, known for her advocacy of school choice, school voucher programs, charter schools, and ties to the Reformed Christian community. So, on the subject of charter schools, does anyone have an opinion on that?
So, what happens to the kids that are not able to get into a charter school and their parents cannot afford to pay for private schools? Where are they going to go? I don't think that's fair. So, I think the government needs to stop thinking about taking public schools out of the picture. It's the place for these kids who need education.
So, the charter school that you went to, was it in your community?
No, actually. Okay, so me and you, Destiny, we're from Homewood.
Yeah. There's like all these children in Homewood, but the majority of the children who do live in Homewood don't even go to Homewood schools. They got you wondering, like, why is that? Like, why is it that we have all these people in Homewood, but no one sending their children to, like, you know, local schools? You have to go outside the neighborhood to educate your child.
I like going to school in Homewood because it's easy for me to get there. It's the closest school to my house, and it's, again, not really a bad school to go to.
Well, you know, like when people throw dirt on the schools that are in your community, that draws fear into the parents who want to give their children a great education. They're hearing all the different, you know, things are going on within these schools. And like that scares them away from the school that's like right down the street. If all you keep hearing is like all these bad things about the school, like you're not going to send your child there.
The school that I went to, which is now Urban Academy. You loved it there?
Right? So I went there all the way from kindergarten to fifth grade. I failed the fourth grade, trying to be all rebellious and stuff. But besides all that, like, I learned a lot from there because through my years, I'm learning that a lot of the things that I was taught there, a lot of people from other schools, like, they weren't really privileged enough to go through some of the things that they taught us. For instance, drama class, like, that was, like, a great skill to have because all the things you get to learn through the arts of, you know, theater, like, you get to learn to project your voice and, you know, be somebody that you're not and... I love to sing, and I feel like if it wasn't for my beginnings of theater, I probably wouldn't have even discovered that. And I didn't pay, like, it was free.
I don't think that they would bring in a charter school into this neighborhood because of all the bad comments and how people criticize Homewood instead of looking at its beauties, and now they're just looking at the kids and all their gangs and all the shootings.
Even though, like, in recent years, Homewood has slowed down with the violence.
So me personally, about public school, I will say, as far as teachers, there are teachers who are there to really help you get an education. They really care. There's also some teachers who are kind of just there just to get the money, and if a student doesn't really feel like doing the work, they're not really the type of teacher that really push them, because it's more of like a, I'm just let them not do their work and they can see for themselves what it's going to be like. I never went to a charter school. I've been in public school all my life, and I have wonderful intelligence. And so does the rest of my family, who also have been going to public schools all their life. Public schools is a really great thing because it's for education. I believe that that's what every kid deserves. We shouldn't have to pay to learn things. For me, learning is all part of life. So I feel like they're making us pay to live, because learning is all part of life. You have to learn to be able to move on. And I feel like that's something that we should be given. We should be given the opportunity to learn. We should be given the opportunity to have the knowledge to go forward in life. Because it doesn't have to be only just the adults can bring knowledge to the kids, but hopefully the kids can bring knowledge to the adults.
But it's not even the schools themselves. It's more like the system of the public schools. Like, you have to, like, change and rearrange everything about it. Because, like I said, you have all these teachers who are in there just for the paychecks and not really wanting to teach anything. But at the same time, like, you do have these students who are just, they don't want to do anything. Like, I even know, because I was in that place at one time, like, in fourth grade, I told my teacher, I'm not doing this homework. Like, it was a lot of things that could have been prevented because it's just stupid. Like, why do you want to fail? And all this evidence here is showing that you want to. But at the same time, that also starts within the home, and it starts within the individual. You know, everyone doesn't, like, grow up the same. Like, everyone isn't always in a safe environment where they can just, you know, pleasantly go along with their lives and stuff. Things happen, people go through some things, and then they bring that into the school space. Because, like, I know one of the things they do is, like, they try to, like, go easy on us or whatever, because they, I'm pretty sure they do think that, like, we're dumb. Like, oh, you know, we gotta give them the easy route because they're not going to be able to take all this stuff. We just, like, you know, throw this information on them. They won't be able to handle it.
So, yeah, I find that really corny for a lot of people who have a lot of money to think. They just look down on those who have less.
They feel that intelligence comes from money.
Yeah.
They feel like the more money you have, the more smarter you are. Because they know that a lot of people who are really intelligent probably have the knowledge to make a lot of money. So if you don't have the money by now, then you must not be smart.
Or maybe it's because, like, you know, not everybody was fortunate enough to be born with this money to buy them, like, to buy their education. Mm-hmm. Like, everyone doesn't get that.
Because so many people are really intelligent, but just don't have the money.
Yeah, or the education.
This has been Kurnetti.
This is Destiny.
This is Zoriel.
Tristan.
Lighthouse.
Lights out.